These investors have poured an extra $1 billion into New Zealand assets so far this year. It comes as New Zealand First works on potential coalition deals after campaigning on a platform of less foreign ownership. Council of Trade Unions economist Phil Rosenberg says the party will expect a coalition partner to commit to tighter regulations.
The question is, what is the benefit to New Zealand in these sales? And I don't think that the Overseas Investment Office does a very good job of deciding that.
But New Zealand Initiative economist Eric Crampton says the economy would suffer if our already strict rules were tightened further.
We would have less inbound investment that would reduce firms' ability to expand. It would also reduce international connectedness, where one of the things that venture capital from overseas can sometimes bring is expertise. You could lose access to that as well.